what he accomplished for us. I'll just say a few things. Where we were dead unto Christ. Anybody who does not know Christ is dead unto Christ, right? They're alive. They can eat, they breathe, right? They can even sing, right? They go about their business, but you know that without Christ, your spirit man is dead. There's no life in it. I had one scripture that was in Jude 19, verse 19, it said in the New American Standard, it's talking about those actually that had come in amongst the church that were like wolves in sheep's clothing. But the scripture kind of lets you know that those that don't know Christ about their spirit, it says, these are the ones who cause divisions, worldly minded, devoid of the spirit. But when you become alive or accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior, our spirit man comes alive. That's when it is activated. That's actually when God breathes on it. When it says it becomes alive. And the thing with our spirit man is when God breathes on it, it actually is what posts to take, listen to me, takes charge in our lives. There's training that goes about and things that happen. But our life is supposed to be led by a spirit, our spirit life. People can have some funny concepts of what that means. It doesn't mean that you're floating off the ground 2 feet. You ever had, or when I was younger, I used to think people like Elisha, they must have kind of floated. They weren't real people. But it says that Elijah was a person of passions, just like you and I, meaning he was all flesh. But he wasn't born again at that time, but he was an example of what the spirit man, a man or woman of God being led by their spirit, can accomplish. Amen? So understanding is just a few things. And we'll hit it again next week, is your spirit, when you're born again, is activated with everything you need in Christ. People think, no, that's not true. But it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, knowing that we're three separate spirit, soul, and body, it says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you have a spirit, and you have those. You got your will, your mind, right? Will and emotions. And so as God activates that, what's supposed to be in charge? A lot of times, a thing I've had to learn through the years is, and maybe you've seen it before, maybe you've been guilty of it, is my emotions being in charge. All my decisions being made based upon my emotions at that time, right? Emotions are good. Emotions actually are things that can keep the motivate us with the things that God has put within our spirit as far as to accomplish for him. Emotions are good, but they're not to lead our lives. Amen. We make irrational decisions when our emotions are in charge. Anybody ever done that? And our body, when we're born again to our body, we still may struggle with things, right? We may still struggle with addiction. We still may eat too much pizza. Different things we can struggle with, addiction. So when we're born again, our spirit man is there, it's alive. But sometimes learning and training our lives, our hearts training for our spirit man to be in charge. See, I've realized through the years as God has worked in my lives that and maybe hopefully you understand this, the answer to my marriage is right here in my spirit. God working things out, the fruit of the spirit coming out to make me the husband he wants me to be. Everything right there in my spirit, man, coming out. I love what Paul said. This is what got me on this mindset. Romans 1, 8 and 9. And the ESV says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. This is Paul. He's talking to the Romans. Because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. Isn't that interesting? In the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I mention you. Serving you with the spirit. It's interesting that when you think of, we talked about like the Ten Commandments. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This doesn't say anything about your spirit. Because the only way we're going to walk with God and be pleasing to him is the activation of his Holy Spirit. I can't love him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Nobody really can do that. But when your spirit is regenerated by Him, we're serving Him from the basis of our spirit, man. Amen? Does that make sense? The other things that will have to come out as we train ourselves is we renew our mind in the Word of God. Renewing our mind where the spirit man, the Word of God, the Spirit that lives in us by His Holy Spirit is what makes the Word of God become alive. But it takes time. It doesn't necessarily happen right now. It's allowing that spirit man in our lives to be trained to lead, not be led by our emotions, not being led by our reasoning, amen? But letting the Spirit of God lead us. Decisions. You need to make decisions in your life. The Spirit of God in you wants to speak to you and direct in your lives. Sometimes it doesn't come like that. It's amazing how I want that answer for something right now, and I may have to wait hours. I may have to wait days. I may have to wait weeks. But I trust that, Lord, from your Spirit, you're going to speak to me and direct me. Amen. What this nation needs is a new spirit. The people that don't know Him, laws are not going to change people. We can set up all the laws we want. Yes, I love the sanctity of marriage, a man and a woman. He made them in the beginning to be male and female. Amen. Yes, I have a heart for the unborn. But the truth of the matter is, and I've said it before, it's going to be a new spirit of people is what's going to change them. Their spirit's dead. We can't expect them to act any differently. Until their spirit is regenerated in Christ, they're going to think that way. They're going to be contrary. They're going to be enemies of the cross. So, Father, we're asking in this day, regenerating first in your church, Lord, that we would realize that we need to be led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is where our giftings come forth. Amen? The Spirit of God is where joy comes forth. The Spirit of God is where revelation of who He is comes forth. In my spirit, man, is where my relationships are healed. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and meekness. Father, as we've had time of communion today, in just a few minutes, just talking about just reminding us, Father, that your Spirit lives in us. One thing I mentioned last Wednesday that I got to thinking that I said was, you know, Jesus, when He died on the cross, He came down to man's level, right? But when the Holy Spirit came down into us and lived in us, He doesn't come down to our level. He brings us up to His level. Aren't you glad that He brings us up to His level? That we have access to His wisdom, that we have access to His healing power, we have access to His joy regardless of what's going on around us. Father, we thank You for that today. Your Spirit living in us, stirring us, reminding saints that we aren't led by our mind, our will, or emotions. Lord, You're inside of us, Your Spirit leading us, being in charge as we learn to hear Your voice through Your word, through Your word, Father God. Hearing Your voice, Father God. Lord, being comfortable to get those that we trust and those that speak into our life, Lord, getting good counsel from people that speak the truth. Amen? So, Father, we thank you for that today. As the worship team comes, I'm going to keep it to what we said we are. I'm sorry to rush that, but I hope you got get a little nugget this morning. As you go through this week, think about that. Lord, what's it mean for my spirit, man, to be in charge, led by the Spirit? Sometimes the Pentecostals, I've said, we floating. That's not being led by the Spirit. Doesn't mean we're perfect. You don't have struggles. But knowing from inside, He speaks to us. Amen. Does that make sense? Lord, thank You for speaking to us in this day and age, and those around us, and those that need You. Father, we thank You that every ear this morning, Father, the young ones, Father, we just thank You for blessing them, blessing our children's ministry that we're going to meet with the helpers after. We thank You for blessing them and strengthening them, Lord. Lord, we thank You that today communion is just a symbol of what You did for us. You died for us. It's done. It's a done deal. Amen. I see myself sliding into home and God says, "You're safe." Amen? Because of what He did. Thank You, Father God. Thank You that for all of us in You, there's a safe place in You, Father. Father. People that are struggling, trying to work some things out in their lives, Father, let us just relax in you. Not led by our emotions, not led by our mind, but allowing your Spirit to speak to us through His Word, through meditation, learning to hear His voice. Doesn't He want to speak to us? Last thing I wanted to mention, I knew a guy that he was a man of God. He was like I would call like a prophet of God. But it's really just a powerful ministry. And he was up on the stage, and all these people were coming up, and they were all wanting a word from God. And it clicked on him that to himself, he said, "Lord, don't these people hear from you themselves? God wants to speak to us personally, each individual, not some man to tell you what to do or some man to give you direction, but the Spirit of God Himself to give you direction." Amen. Lord, this day and this hour, the church needs to hear you like never before. You can turn on YouTube. You can turn on Facebook. Even Christian men, and you can get a different opinion on what we should be doing. It can be confusing. Is that true? Or for our own lives, our own families. And if you call this church your home, Lord, give us peace and direction here for our lives. No confusion. God does not give us a spirit of confusion. Amen. But Father, we thank you. Can we stand up as we're going to... Thanks for being here today. Love you guys. Love seeing you here today. We honor you and we thank you. We'll have a regular service next week. And if you need any prayer... If you want to come up here and you need some prayer after service, feel free. Father, we thank you for blessing your people this week. Amen. How about you? I'm going to receive, Lord, thank you for your blessing this week. Amen. Thank you for leading us, guiding our lives this week. Thank you for teaching us to hear your voice, Father God. Thank you for speaking to us through your Spirit that lives in us, Father. In Jesus' name, we declare that over our lives. How we love you today, Father. As we sing this song, as we're dismissed, just take maybe a minute just to worship Him. And maybe in your mind say, "Lord, thank you for reminding me that you live inside of me, Father God. That I am ruled by that Spirit that lives in me." You agree? I agree. In Jesus' name I pray. And all of God's people said, Amen.
See you.